SBS Radio. In this bulletin, a Gomeroi man remains in travel limbo in a South American city after COVID-19 restrictions halted his latest attempt to return home. Alice Springs Health Service Purple House has, as part of their coronavirus plans, begin focusing on patients with dialysis with the aim of setting up dialysis units in communities with nursing support. And Education Minister Dan Tehan has ruled out proposals for Year 12 students to repeat their schooling in 2021. A Gomeroi man remains in travel limbo in a South American city after COVID-19 restrictions halted his latest attempt to return home. Moree man Will Munro Duncan has been desperately trying to return home from South America after the Peruvian government enforced restrictions on Lima City, preventing him from travelling to the capital for a chartered flight. Despite having raised just over $5,000 on a crowdfunding site to help secure a ticket on a charter flight to Australia. The 33-year-old will instead continue his anxious wait in a Peruvian village after local travel restrictions left him stranded. And from the Northern Territory, Alice Springs Health Service Purple House, as part of their coronavirus plans, begin focusing on patients with dialysis with the aim of setting up dialysis units in communities with nursing support. While helping people at home can minimise the risk of catching COVID-19 for their patients, relocating people has magnified the issue of overcrowding, according to Purple House CEO Sarah Brown. Brown says that some communities are thinking about giving out tents to certain households as a means to help with issues of overcrowding. In education news, and our Education Minister Dan Tehan has ruled out proposals for Year 12 students to repeat their schooling in 2021. Every Year 12 student will be able to receive an ATAR score this year, even as schools around the country switch to remote learning. The federal government has announced a new set of rules to ease the impact of rents on both tenants and landlords hit by the impact of coronavirus. Under the scheme, landlords would defer a tenant's rental payments or reduce leases in proportion to the reduction in the tenant's business. The scheme will be introduced for businesses eligible for the JobKeeper payment with a turnover of $50 million or less and doesn't apply to residential properties. In the meantime, the National Cabinet has also released coronavirus modelling that shows the rates of infection based on international data. While there are promising signs, the Prime Minister says the public can't become complacent. And in Great Barrier Reef news, coral bleaching has struck all three regions of the Great Barrier Reef for the very first time. It's the third time in 5 years that coral bleaching has affected the reef, leaving conservationists and business operators concerned for the reef's future and leaving their own. And the High Court of Australia has yesterday unanimously acquitted Cardinal George Pell in a surprise decision. The Cardinal was driven from Barwon Prison a free man yesterday after the High Court quashed child sex abuse convictions against him. The Cardinal was originally convicted in December 2018 in the County Court of Victoria and has spent a year behind bars. The High Court's decision is final and there will be no further appeals. And in Victoria news, it's been 2 years since Victorian Yorta Yorta woman, Auntie Tanya Day, has died. And Auntie died in police custody. And tomorrow in Melbourne, the state coroner investigating the death of Tanya Day is set to hand down their findings, which are to be delivered via video linked. And now it's been 5 months since the coronial inquest concluded. And in sport, in tennis, top players will exchange their rackets for game controllers as organisers of the cancelled Madrid Open say they'll hold a virtual competition to raise money for struggling professionals amid the coronavirus crisis. The tennis season was halted in early March, leaving players in the lower tiers who solely depend on tournament winnings without an opportunity to earn a living. The online tennis tournament will have 16 women's and men's singles players in each draw and will take place on the Tennis World Tour video game. Winners will choose how much they want to donate to their fellow players, while an extra €50,000 will be donated to reducing the social impact of the coronavirus. Coming up in just a moment, all the latest weather you need to know for this Wednesday.
You're with NITV Radio.
And now a look at the weather for this Wednesday. Perth today, mostly sunny, 35. Adelaide, similar conditions and 21. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 19. Hobart, similar conditions and 16. Canberra, shower or two, 18. Albury-Wodonga, partly cloudy, 20 degrees. Wollongong, showers, 20. Sydney, similar conditions and 22. And Newcastle, showers also and 23 degrees. Brisbane, possible showers 25. Cairns, mostly sunny 31. Thursday Island, up in the Torres Straits, partly cloudy today and 29. Darwin, shower or two with a possible storm and 32. And Alice Springs, partly cloudy and 26 degrees.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.